Welcome to the Art of Mathematics. I'm Carol Jacoby, and joining us once again is Jeannie Lazzarini, who we talked to before about tessellations. Welcome to the show, Jeannie.
Well, thank you so very much. I'm very happy to be here again.
The reason I wanted to bring you on is there was actually something about a result in mathematics on Jimmy Kimmel, of all places. Now, I know he just did it as an excuse to make fun of mathematicians, but well, okay, we're used to that, so we'll let it go. But what he was talking about is this shape he called the hat that's used in tessellations. And that's the reason I wanted to bring you on, because that's what you've talked to us about before. And apparently there's this new result involving this shape that it doesn't really look like a hat. It looks like maybe my hat if I had it in a suitcase for a couple of weeks. Jeannie, what's the big deal?
I agree. Some people call it a fedora. It uses a lot of imagination to look at this shape and figure out what it really is. Some think of it as like a hat or an upside down t-shirt, or even a pair of trousers, but you know, whatever. But it did come to fame in a way with Jimmy Kimmel to the general public on his TV show. It's a 13-sided monohedral shape that he called the Holy Grail of tiling. So he made a big deal about it, which really drew a lot of attention. To start off, though, a monohedral tiling is made of one shape, just one shape that is rotated or flipped or reflected to form different patterns. So you can take that shape like a puzzle piece and reuse it in different places and then cover a plane with it, and goes on and on. Recall that a tessellation or a tiling is the covering of a surface, often a Euclidean plane, using one or more geometric shapes called tiles with no overlaps and no gaps or spaces.
You can tile with a square or something like that quite easily.
Yes, you can.
What's definitely different about this one?
Okay, this one is 13-sided, and I'll get into this because this is one of the hardest problems to solve in mathematics. This one shape, this one monohedral shape, is called the Einstein tile. It's been a shape people have been looking for over 50 generations. It's not named after Albert Einstein. It's Einstein stands for Ein means one, and Stein means stone or tile. So again, the name bears no connection to Albert Einstein, but it does something no other tessellation has ever done before. It covers the plane with this one tile aperiodically. So what is aperiodic? With aperiodic tiling, there's no pattern you can copy and paste to keep the tile going forever. No matter how you cut up the mosaic, the chunks of different parts, no section will be unique. Actually, it has no translations. You can't slide it. I do want to mention one thing about this Einstein shape. It's now publicly available for 3D printing and is not going to be copyrighted. The hope is it belongs to everybody for any sort of decorative, architectural, and artistic content.
Cool. So I could do my bathroom in this tile and not have any part of it look like any other part.
This is
except
true.
At the edges.
I think it would be very frustrating when you get to the edges because you won't be able to really get things to meet up perfectly. But then again, it doesn't have to be. It could be a very interesting bathroom tile, I would say. Yes. You can cover the whole plane without creating a repeating design. Well, how can that be? Copies of this tile fit together to form tilings of the entire plane, but never in a manner that repeats exactly. So all the tiles by the hat, we'll call it the hat for now, require reflections. It's really an interesting problem that's been trying for decades. People have been trying to solve it. So how long have people been trying to work on this? Like I mentioned, for over 50 decades, mathematicians believed that a non-repeating tiling did not exist or could not exist. Then, in 1964, Harvard University doctoral candidate Robert Berger, for the first time, believe it or not, constructed a set of approximately 20,426 different shapes. Isn't that mind-boggling? Try tiling your bathroom with that. After that, mathematicians wanted to know if they could further reduce the number of tiles for simplicity. I'm glad they thought that. Years later, Berger came up with a set of 104 tiles. So he's whittling it down. But then Donald Knuth, a computer scientist and mathematician at Stanford University, reduce that number to 92. But then American mathematician Raphael Robinson got the number down to only 6 tiles. But then in the 1970s, British physicist and Nobel Prize winner Sir Roger Penrose, who I talked about in my last podcast with you at great length, discovered he could reduce the number to only 2 tiles. English mathematician John Conway named Penrose tiles kites and darts. And I've mentioned that before.
Because that's sort of what they look like.
Yeah, they kind of do. Yeah, they actually do. So Penrose tiles are non-periodic and incorporate properties of the golden ratio. But then people thought, well, can we only do it with 1 tile instead of 2? Kites and darts? Is there 1 tile that exists? And many mathematicians had already given up hope of ever finding a solution with 1 tile. They dubbed it the elusive Einstein tile. It was an open problem for a long time to find whether such a tile existed or didn't. You know, if it could be found or didn't, couldn't be found. So who finally solved this? Well, lo and behold, the world of mathematics exploded last fall when David Smith, a hobbyist, creator, retired printing technician from Yorkshire, England, first introduced this strange 13-sided shape. It looks like a crumbled up hat, like you mentioned in your suitcase, after he was playing with other shapes.
So he wasn't even a mathematician.
No, he was just a hobbyist, looking at shapes. And he was using a software package that is called the Polyform Puzzle Solver. By the way, at the end of this podcast, I have all these references for people to check out. So there will be plenty of things to go into more detail.
Good. I will be putting those up on the website.
Oh, wonderful. Perfect. After this, David contacted Craig Kaplan, a math professor in the School of Computer Science at the University of Waterloo in Canada, who had just recently published a paper describing software that could help him understand what was going on with the tile. I actually asked Craig if I could publish that in this podcast. He said yes.
Oh, good.
So later that March, with software developer Joseph Samuel Myers and mathematician Chaim Goodman-Strauss of the University of Arkansas, Kaplan proved that Smith's singular tile does indeed pave the plane without gaps and without repetition.
So what they proved was, no matter how clever you are, you can't say, okay, I'm really smart, I'm going to figure out how to tile this where it repeats.
Exactly.
They proved you can't do that.
They proved it. This first known aperiodic monotile, the hat, appeared in a paper in March 2023. So that's very recent. So how do we know, you said, is it aperiodic? Is it possible someone else could very cleverly come up with a way to make it repeat? Well, researchers David Smith, Joseph Samuel Myers, Greg Kaplan, Chaim Goodman-Strauss have mathematically proved the tiling is aperiodic. Kaplan actually stated it's really a very simple polygon to describe. It doesn't have weird, irrational angles. It's basically just something you get by cutting up hexagons. For that reason, Kaplan feels it might have been discovered earlier, but mathematicians hadn't checked its tiling properties. But after smoothing out the hat's edges into more recognizable shapes, they realized each hat approached a triangle. And I have pictures that show that, so you'll see that at the end. After smoothing out the hat's edges, it led Myers to say that if 2 new arrangements contained repeating patterns, the length of their translation vectors should have related to each other. Specifically, the ratio should have been a rational number. However, the vectors had a ratio of the square root of 2, showing that the arrangements weren't periodic. Therefore, the hat was indeed an Einstein. So has anything ever happened since this discovery, which is my concern? I was wondering, what else?
This is a brand new discovery. Are they coming up with new things?
Yes. Well, there's so much that came out of this. It turns out As these mathematicians examined the hat shape, they realized if they rearranged the lengths of the sides, they could still create an aperiodic tessellation similar to Smith's Einstein tile. And voila, Smith's hat not only found one, but opened the door to an infinite number of Einstein tiles.
Wow.
That's kind of mind-boggling.
It is.
Inspired by this challenge, and scarcely 2 months later, the mathematical team discovered the PET spectra, an aperiodic monotile that is chiral.
What does that mean?
Chiral means that reflected copies of the tile are not needed to form a tiling, and no tiling with unreflected copies has a repeating pattern. That's another mind-boggling discovery. And it's really a hard thing.
So this other tile they've come up with, I could tile my bathroom floor with it without having to flip them over.
Exactly. Just look at those challenges, your own do-it-yourself challenges there. That would be really a wonderful thing to try. Maybe change the colors of some of them and make it more interesting. But that would be really something. If you do that, let me know. I'd love a picture of that. And good luck. And so there's lots more. David Smith actually has published a scrapbook on his blog, giving some of the story of how the shapes were conceived, which I think is fascinating. It's really worth looking at that. You can find this and many, like I said, many interesting links on the website for this podcast, including, I think, prospective uses for the Einstein tiles, which is really interesting. They're thinking maybe there's some real use for this sort of thing besides your bathroom tiling. They're thinking materials made with aperiodic monotiles might have a higher strength to weight ratio than traditional materials. Just think of that. That could be useful for a lot of purposes. So they're starting to look into that. So there's a lot of possibilities that came out of this amazing discovery that people thought was never possible to achieve, never possible to get an aperiodic tiling with one monotile. So that's what I know about the Einstein tile.
Well, thank you so much for enlightening us on that. And by the way, for the listeners, the website is called the Art of Mathematics Podcast.com. It's all one word, and that's where you'll be able to find the references that Jeannie told you about, including the link to David Smith's scrapbook, which would be very interesting.
Oh, yes. There's quite a lot. And then also some illustrations as well.
Thank you so much, Jeannie. Really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much, too. I enjoyed it as well. I really appreciate your asking me. And I find this stuff pretty fascinating.
It is.
So good luck on your bathroom tiling.
Thank you so much.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have something you'd like to share on the air or a suggestion for a guest for a future show, leave a message at anchor.fm/theartofmathematics with hyphens, or email me at cjacoby@jacobyconsulting.com. And if you'd like to learn how to get answers from data, check out my class at excelfordecisionmakers.com. See you next month. Thanks for listening.